Oh, that's for sure. You're never going to be alone as long as you keep it tuned into the show. This is RGO Radio, and you're listening to The Josh and Joe Show. I'm Joe on the air, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to go on with a lot of great hot pop Christian music here on the show today, so do not touch that dot. RGO Radio, The Josh and Joe Show, or you can call it The JJ Show. Either way, I'm Joe here on the airwaves, and to look us up, just Google RGO Radio, or Google my personal Facebook. It's J.R. Lee Radio. That's J.R.L.E.E. Radio. And once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the show. We're going to go on from now all the way till 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. I've been wondering, how's your day been going so far? I hope everything is well, and God bless you. As for me, things are going quite tight for me recently because we're trying to put some events together, our team, and we've been facing all kinds of difficulties. We've been getting a lot of feedback, all kinds of opinions from different sorts of people. Now, how I see this is, I see it as a good thing, a constructive thing, because you're getting a lot of feedback. But on the other hand, sometimes it does get a little bit confusing because there's so many people trying to tell you what to do or what not to do. And sometimes you just get, you know, those thoughts just get clogged up in your mind. You don't know who to follow. And I think those are the moments when you really need to like sit down and quiet yourself and just peacefully talk to God and inquire God about your situation. So that's what I've been doing recently, trying just to, you know, cool my mind and stay still and just ask God, God, what do you want me to do? Because God can solve everything. God, you're the Almighty. You're the Almighty One. You should tell me what to do. And when I do that, I do find peace in the Lord. So if you're facing any sorts of difficulty right now, this is my advice to you. Just chill, cool down, and pray to God. God bless you all. And do keep it tuned in here on the show because we got a lot of positive, uplifting music for you for 1 hour to go. This is RGO Radio. Our website is rgo.god21.net. Let's go on with more music. I said 1 hour to go. We got your happy news. We got your message of the week all in this 1 hour stretch. It's time to tell the world you're listening to RGO. RGO Radio, Joe on the air. And the NFL Super Bowl just kicked off yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona. The world is going nuts about it. What do you think about God dominating the Super Bowl? Like, he gets to decide who wins or not. What do you think? Let us know on our website. And I'll tell you what this previously conducted survey shows right after this song by OBB, That Kind of Faith. You're listening to The Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joseph Lee, and I'm going to stay here with you till 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. Thanks for tuning in with me. Yesterday, the Super Bowl kicked off in Phoenix, Arizona. This is the biggest sports event in Northern America. Like, we're talking about millions of dollars for just a couple seconds during the halftime break, and ticket prices can go up to, like, thousands of U.S. dollars on the secondary market. It's just nuts. People are crazy about this game. There's a survey that shows 27% of Americans believe that the Super Bowl outcome is in the hands of God. They believe that God gets to control who wins or loses. What do you think? I personally think that it's probably a little bit more than 50-50 when it comes to the power of God and the free will of mankind. Because God, he does have participants in every aspect of our lives. But on the other hand, the sweat and effort that we put into things, that counts too. So what I'm saying is it's probably like 70 to 30%, 80 to 20%, something like that, or even more. So you can't neglect the fact that God does participate in our daily life, in nearly everything. But our efforts, our endeavors, that makes a difference too. Both of them are very important factors in influencing the outcome. So while these professional players are playing in the game and they're giving their all, while that matters too, there's still an invisible hand, and that's the hand of God. You know what? That is exactly why all the teams are praying in the locker room before the game starts, because every team wants God to do them a favor. So I'm guessing God is going to have a difficult time deciding which team to listen to, because every team is probably going to be praying so hard. Another part of the survey says that 53% of Americans believe that God will do a favor to those players who believe in God, those devout Christian players. Well, you know what? Amen on that. I got a short break right here. After a couple more songs, we're going to be back with some fun facts about the Super Bowl. Do keep it tuned in here on The JJ Show. I'm Joseph Lee. RGO Radio. Okay, that's cute. What was that? Anyways, you're listening to The JJ Show. My name is Joseph Lee. Thanks for tuning in to the show. And we're talking about the Super Bowl. It kicked off a couple days ago in Phoenix, Arizona. And this year's Super Bowl just might be the most watched TV show ever in the U.S. Because last year's Super Bowl It hit an average of 111.5 million viewers, and this year's ratings are only looking up. Tom Brady, he's going to set a Super Bowl record this year as he becomes the first quarterback to ever start in 6 Super Bowls. Moreover, ticket prices are setting a new record too as it surpassed $6,000 on the secondary market. That is just insane. $6,000 for a game. Wow. And commercials are just getting more and more expensive. Last year in 2014, a 30-second slot would cost you $4 million. I don't even know if that pays off or not, but anyways, advertisers do that. And this year, it's expected to rise to $4.5 million for a 30-second slot. This week, it's all about the Super Bowl. Get ready to go insane. You're listening to The Josh and Joe Show, and I'm going to be back with your happy news. On today's happy news, I do have a very touching story for you coming up next after a couple more songs. Life is beautiful, and you're listening to RGO Radio. Time for your happy news, and what we got for you on happy news today is nothing but only two very, very touching stories. These two stories are both about the love, the kind of true love, the kind of everlasting love that husband and wife share, even when one of them passes away. So in the first story, the husband loses his wife. His wife was 83 years old when she passed away. In her last few years of her life, she had a problem. It was short-term memory loss. She couldn't keep track of things. So she developed the habit, and that was to write notes, just a reminder about the things that she needed to do. And she would from time to time also write notes to her husband. But it wasn't until recently that her husband discovered the last note that she wrote for him. It was tucked away inside her checkbook. And this is the note. "Please don't cry because I died. Smile because I lived. Know that I am in a happy place. Know that we will meet again. I'll see you there." In the second story, this husband, Stan Beaton, he lost his wife to stomach cancer 14 years ago. But he has ever since then been keeping a voice recording of his wife so that he could have something he could remember his wife by. But one day his telephone provider, Virgin Media, they upgraded their voicemail system and accidentally deleted the recording during the process. You can imagine it's heartbreaking. Stan lost this voice recording forever. At least that's what he thought. Listen to what happened next.
"We've been in contact with Virgin.
Yeah.
And they've had 10 people working around the clock to try and get hold of this voice.
Really?
Recording, which they've managed to do, yeah. And I have this with me now. Would you like to hear it?"
"Certainly would. 10 people?
10 people working on it.
It must have cost a fortune."
"Well, obviously you've been worth it, Stan."
"I'm staggered by that."
"Would you like to hear the recording?"
"Yes. Oh, yes. But I'm not sure I'm going to react."
"So this is the recording that you thought you'd lost forever of your wife's voicemail."
"Sorry, at the moment, Stan and Ruby are not available.
That's
but if you please leave your phone number and your name after the tone, we will get back to you as soon as possible."
"Oh, wonderful. Wonderful."
"How does that feel to hear that after you thought you'd lost it?"
"Marvelous."
There is nothing more devastating than losing someone that you've truly loved. But on the other hand, it's very cherishable that you've had someone in your life that meant so much to you and that memory will last forever. I can't help but think there's only one love that can be greater than the love you have between husband and wife, parent to a child. And that's the unconditional, the everlasting, the never-changing love that God has for us. God sees us and takes us as His bride, His loved one. So once you feel the love of God, you never want to let go again. That's my experience. You never want to let go. And I hope you can feel that kind of love on the show. So I got a song for you right here. And if you're going through something that's devastating, like Stan, or if you want to grab onto something or someone truly real and that loves you, well, this is a song for you. 10th Avenue North, by your side. Why are you so- RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show. I'm Joseph right here, and here's your weekly message, something that we do every week, a piece of a sermon, a piece of the Bible, something that God wants to tell you within this week. And here's what I got for you. This was from a sermon last year during June, a piece that I like a lot. So this is to demonstrate how God loves us. So God helps us in appropriate ways according to each person's situation. Sometimes God helps us when you're giving up. Sometimes He helps you to suppress your anger when you are losing temper. Sometimes He knows when you're feeling offended and comes to comfort and help you. Sometimes He comes to help you when you're disappointed. Sometimes He helps you when you're under Satan's control and trying to commit suicide because of the agony. Sometimes He helps you when you're discouraged and about to withdraw your heart. Sometimes He comes to help you when you are feeling completely left out and unappreciated. Sometimes He comes to help you when you're lonely and by yourself. Sometimes He helps when you're about to sin by telling you don't do it. Sometimes He helps you when you watch obscene material and your thoughts become sexual. Sometimes He helps when you become caught up in the rotten culture of the world and the internet, to help you avoid the things that are luring you into temptation, to keep you safe. So the bottom line is, God knows every single detail of your situation. He knows everything 100%. And because He loves you, He's helping you according to your situation. Always remember to look up and pray to God, because God always knows where the exit is, and God always has a solution for everything. And that's what we're talking about today on the show. This is your weekly message. If you like it, log on to our website. Just Google RGO Radio and find the Josh and Joe Show. Click on it, and you can find it on our message board. Once again, it's RGO Radio. Just Google it, rgo.god21.net. Or look me up on Facebook. Just Google J.R. Lee Radio, and you'll find me right there. It's about time to wrap it up. I got a couple more songs to go. Stay with me. RGO Radio, 9 minutes to the top of the hour. I had a good night, and I hope you did too. God bless you all. As always, on Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei, we have reruns on Thursday and Sunday as well. Look up our schedule on our website. Once again, that's rgo.god21.net. Leave us a message. I would be glad to get your messages. Or you can always leave a message on my Facebook as well. It's J.R. Lee Radio. Look me up. And it's about time for me to say goodbye. As I said, God bless you all. God loves you all. I will see you next Tuesday. Goodbye.